Keeping international student tuition safe from fraud. Every year, scores of international students travel beyond their home countries to attend overseas colleges and universities. As they pursue their higher education goals, international students must also navigate a host of challenges. These include living in a new country, learning new languages, making living arrangements, and being separated from their families. Unfortunately, too many wind up learning hard lessons about international student tuition fraud during this transition period. According to the latest figures, approximately 556,000 international students studied in the UK during the 2019 to 2020 school year. Meanwhile, the US hosted over 1 million international students during the same period, and more than 347,000 American students travelled abroad. To a fraudster, each one of these students represents a potential scam target. That's why financial institutions need to make sure they are prepared to keep international tuition payments safe as students pursue their studies abroad. International students make attractive fraud targets. Why do fraudsters target international students? The legal statuses, language barriers, and overall unfamiliarity with administrative processes make them ideal targets. Here's why. Strangers in a strange land. First, international students are visitors to a new country and unlikely to be familiar with the local customs and rules. Some students, for example, will not understand their commitments under the terms of their student visas. Fraudsters are eager to exploit this to their ends. Language barriers. Second, many international students are still learning the language of their host country, and that makes them susceptible to a fraudster's deception. Even students who can speak the local language at advanced levels can be vulnerable to fraud. Cross-border communication gaps. Third, many international students are separated from their families by several time zones. Even with smartphone technology and instant messaging apps, reaching their parents with pressing questions can be challenging. If a fraudster uses high-pressure tactics, such as impersonating an immigration official or another government agent, students might panic and send the money before they can consult their parents. Students are still learning the ropes. Fourth, fraudsters understand that many international students are taking their first forays into independence and learning to deal with their college's bureaucracy. Fraudsters count on taking advantage of international students' naivety in administrative matters to push tuition fraud scams. The fraudster's payoff potential is significant. Finally, fraudsters are drawn to the size of the prize. Tuition costs for colleges and universities are worth large sums of money. Even if a scammer isn't widely successful overall, their fraud efforts will be worth it if they can deceive just one international student out of their tuition. Common international student tuition fraud scams. Fraudsters have a wide variety of tricks in the arsenal. Here are some of the most common scams used to target international students. Third-party provider scams. One of the more elaborate scams fraudsters attempt involves deceiving students into believing that they can get a discount on their tuition by working with a fake outside partner. Fraudsters contact students using social media or messaging services like WhatsApp or WeChat. They claim to have locked in a lower currency exchange rate and offer students a tuition discount by acting as an intermediary. The student provides access to their online university accounts to make such a payment. When the student sees that the balance has been paid, they transfer the money to the fraudster, believing that they've purchased legitimate services. The trouble is, the fraudsters use stolen cards in order to make the payment, and have now pocketed the student's tuition as well. The payment is eventually rejected, something that the student doesn't realise until it's too late. Worst yet, the victim can unwittingly bring other international students into this fraud by also referring them. Criminals use these types of scams to target international students with increasing frequency. In 2016, the University of Washington reported that nearly 100 Chinese students lost approximately $1 million to this type of fraud. Meanwhile, international students attending UK schools have been targeted by similar scams. Impersonation and social engineering scams. Fraudsters also often exploit international students' anxiety and uncertainty over their student visas to their own advantage. Students get a phone call from what appears to be an official caller ID. The caller claims to be a government official and tells a student that they owe fees to continue their education and they can threaten deportation or even imprisonment. In a panic, students provide payment information or initiate a wire transfer to the fraudster's account. Both the US Department of Homeland Security and the UK Council of International Student Affairs have warned of scammers using these tactics. Student rental and housing scams. Some fraudsters will target international students with fake properties to rent in exchange for an advance payment. They'll claim that they're travelling and that they can't show the student the property and that it won't be available for long. Students only learn that the listing is fake after they've sent the money to the fraudster. Tuition payment malicious misdirection. In this scam, a fraudster will target either the student, their family, or both to steal the student's tuition payment. They impersonate a university official and claim that the tuition payment should be delivered to a different account. The student or family member wires the money to the new account, unaware that they've been defrauded. Because of the stigma of the fraud, some people are unwilling to report that they have been victims of scams to authorities. This makes it very challenging to track the success of this kind of fraud. How banks can prevent international student fraud. Both higher education institutions and government agencies have boosted awareness of scams targeting international students. This leaves banks as the last line of defence. Here's what banks can do to protect international students and their families from tuition fraud. Educate customers. With scams like these, customer education and awareness are the most important steps banks can take. Arming students and families with the knowledge of common scams and how they work is the best defense against the fraud attempts. Plus, if a student is opening a new student account near their school, it's a perfect opportunity for banks to teach them about financial responsibility. After all, there's no reason their education should stop at the classroom. Monitor account changes. Besides education and awareness campaigns, banks can also watch for changes to student accounts. A sudden change in the name of the beneficiary that's being paid should trigger an alert that the bank's personnel can investigate further. Another situation that warrants further scrutiny is if the student changes or starts to make transactions to a different account far outside their school's geographic location. Banks can provide an extra set of eyes and understand if a fraud is underway. Follow the money. Banks can also scrutinise where the students are sending money. For example, if a student has labelled the transaction as student fees, but the money is going into a business account that isn't associated with their school, that could be an indication that fraud is underway. Banks can also flag and investigate businesses or personal accounts that receive multiple transactions in the same amount in a short period of time from international student accounts. This activity suggests that the account is potentially linked to some kind of suspicious activity. Communicate with students in real time. Allowing students to pause before their tuition funds are lost for good can provide an important safety net. Banks can introduce pop-up windows and ask students if they're certain that they trust the recipient. Pop-up messages can also provide a last-minute check to help students avoid scams by rethinking a risky transaction. International students have enough to worry about as they pursue their studies abroad, find a place to live, and learn to mingle in their new host country. Fraud threatens to derail these students' academic plans. Banks that help keep tuition payments safe from fraudsters are bound to get top grades from international students and their families.